listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Right now, Virginia is a 1.5-point favorite. And Brad Powers, the over-under is 119. Is that for the first half, or is that actually for the entire game? What are we looking at here?
Well, if you've been listening to the mainstream media all day, Jonas, you probably heard defensive slugfest tonight. Set a time or two. And what we do best here in Vegas is we give you the numbers. And that 119 total, if that sounds low, it's because it is low, historically low. The lowest total, and that's total points scored by both teams here, lowest total we've seen in a national championship game for college basketball since 1985, Georgetown-Villanova game. And that, keep in mind, guys, that was before there was a shot clock and before there was a three-point line in college basketball. So, and not only is it the lowest, Jonas, it's the lowest by nearly 10 full points. Historically low total we have tonight between Virginia and Texas Tech.
And the fact that I'm showing here that it opened up at 121, so people, is it people actually betting this down to get to this point?
Yeah, what happened, Jonas, is that the second that this came up, especially after both semis went way under the total, the pros were all over the under. They bet it down to 120, 119, 118. It actually came all the way down to 117.5. But here we are in game day. Now some money's coming back on the over, pushing it back up to 119.
Yeah, it is. Fascinating to see how this is going to progress. Now, please tell me, you guys, look, Brad, you've forgotten more about college basketball and football than anybody listening right now. I don't ask for a lot on this show, all right? I don't think this is too much to ask. If I got to sit through Butler UConn Part 2, I'll lay in my vomit until the morning time. I can't deal with that. Please tell me we're going to get a better game than that. Please.
You know, I'm all about, I don't care how the game's played as long as I got a winning ticket. Okay. So, you know, the game flow, if I bet the under, then bring it on.
All right.
UConn, Butler.
Fair point.
Here we go.
That'd be
a beautiful game. But, you know, I think, you know, I'll say this, the line, the side in the game, Virginia favored by 1.5 or so. It says we're going to at least get a competitive game. And let's face it, we've seen some ultra competitive games each of Virginia's last two games, whether it be the Purdue game or the Virginia game, those two games coming down to the wire.
You know, pursuant to what you're saying about this being a close game, there is a prop. What's the largest lead going to be in this game? And it's 11.5. And I got to tell you, I always look at these props in college basketball games. I don't think I've ever seen a largest lead prop as low as 11.5. And what that's saying is that this should be a very entertaining close game.
So think about that, Jonas. At no point pretty much in the game, at least at that current line, is pretty much saying, hey, this is going to be pretty, for the most part, played within single digits. Now, I'll go back to the total. I think a lot of that largest lead has to do with, hey, points are going to be at an absolute premium to begin with. Therefore, we don't see a lot of high variance as far as the largest lead of the game goes.
And now, I'm a dummy. That's clear. That's clear and obvious. And for people out there listening to this right now and you think you're bad at gambling, trust me, I got a couple of doozies for you coming up later on in the show. I'm terrible at it. But when you guys say the point total, largest point difference during the course of the game is 11.5, my initial instinct in that is, oh, well, if these are two good defensive teams and the betting line on the game is 1.5 right now, why wouldn't you bet the under? That seems like a lot. You're telling me that that's actually low for a national championship game?
Yeah, what happens is just through natural variance, oftentimes one team or the other can get ahead by double digits, by 12 points. Look at Michigan State, Texas Tech. That was a pretty close game the whole way, but Texas Tech did get a 12-point lead, so the over 11.5 would have cashed in that game.
And also the other semifinal, Jonas, that game was a relatively competitive game, but yet at one point, 5 minutes left, believe it or not, Virginia, not Auburn, Virginia was actually leading that game by double digits, by 10 points. So really, 11 points is not asking for much. I mean, usually, Fez, and I'll defer to you because you're the expert, usually we see this right around almost every game is at least 14 or more when it comes to largest lead.
Yeah, usually like a game that's closely lined to pick them, we'll see 14 for the expected largest lead.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Brad, you have pointed this out, and it's something that going into tonight's game between Texas Tech and Virginia, that an injury could determine who the winner of this game is. please explain why this is such a huge impact on the game and why you can take advantage of it as a bettor.
So the player in question is Texas Tech's forward, Tariq Owens. And you're going to first say, who? Tariq Owens? Let me tell you who Tariq Owens is nationally. If you're talking a defensive analytics statistic, Tariq Owens is actually number one in the country. And it's just, it's this simple. It's plus minus. Tariq Owens is plus 10.3 points as far as defensive plus minus. And basically what that means, Jonas, is for every 100 possessions that Tariq Owens isn't on the floor for Texas Tech, the Red Raiders give up 10.3 points more than what they would if Tariq Owens was on the floor. So all this talk about Texas Tech being this historically good defense, Texas Tech's best defender, Tariq Owens, rolled his ankle in the Final Four game, and he's going to play tonight, Tariq Owens. But Chris Beard, the head coach, had this to say the other day. He said, hey, if this is any other game this season, Tariq Owens is not going to play. To me, yeah, he's going to play tonight, but I highly, highly doubt he's going to be 100%. Therefore, I think this is the match. This is the injury that could decide tonight.
Yeah, and he not just rolled his ankle. It looked like his ankle bent over at 90 degrees. Lateral ankle sprain with a hyperextended knee.
And thanks, Dr. Fez.
And he hit his head.
By the way, that was impressive. We just had a meteorologist and a doctor pop on in the same segment, and neither one of them are qualified to do either, but they sounded professional.
Owen still walking around in a walking boot, and that's bad news for Texas Tech's defense because, as Brad mentioned, he's a great defender. How good is he? Well, he's the rim protector. 2.5 blocks per game. He gets more blocks, Owens, for Texas Tech than the rest of the team combined.
And so while everybody else is trying to look at this game from different angles, I always think that what you guys do is fascinating because to us on the outside who aren't in Vegas, this is an example of how Vegas looks at a game like that. A guy maybe not a lot of people are talking about, a guy maybe not even being factored into the betting line. Brad, you're saying this is what Vegas does different than everybody else.
Exactly. And more often than not, Vegas is going to put a point total on an individual player. So if we're talking NFL, a guy like Aaron Rodgers is worth almost 10 points to the line. The most valuable quarterback in the history of the NFL, Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady, for example, is worth right around 7 points. A lot of it has to do with the replacement, the quality of the backup for New England being better than Green Bay. So what is Tariq Owens worth to a line? 1.5 points. But I'll say this, if Tariq Owens is even worth 1 point, I don't think it's factored into this line right now. This line of Virginia favored by 1.5 says Tariq Owens is 100% healthy. That's why I think it could be the factor of the game.
And that's because everyone expects Owens will play. But what's not factored in is I don't think anyone expects Owens is going to be fully 100%.
So if he's their best defensive player, correct?
Yep.
And maybe and what you're saying analytically, maybe the best in the country.
Yep.
So then wouldn't that lead you to think, why not bet the over? I mean, wouldn't that be sort of an angle? And I know we're going to get into best bets and all that coming up later on in the show. But just if you're telling me the best defensive player is out, that leaves a big gap, or he's not going to be 100%. That leaves a big gap on Texas Tech's defense. Why aren't more people looking at this and going, oh, let me go bet the over then?
That's really, really sharp by Jonas. We are teaching Jonas something.
I'm telling you.
I don't know if that was sharp or a tease to my best bet, but the fact that Tariq Owens is going to be at least less than 100% or might not be out there as much as he normally is, that is 100% part of my number one factor on my best bet on tonight's game. I like the way you're taking that to the next level, Jonas. I'm proud of Jonas.
Okay, before you give me a round of applause, I've got a story coming up in about 10 minutes from now. I may get fired the moment this story leaves my lips. It is terrible. Just a terrible example of why you guys are good at what you do and I'm not good at what I do or try and do when it comes to betting. One of the things that we want to get into here on this game, again, Virginia, Texas Tech coming up 9:20 Eastern time here on Straight Out of Vegas, Fox Sports Radio. Another angle on that game is the body of work and the look-ahead line. So, Steve Fezzik, you're as good as anybody when it comes to line movement, how it's going to go, why it's moving in that direction. The look-ahead line on this game, how does it relate to the body of work of both these teams as they head into tonight's championship game?
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get in our time machine and go back to Friday. We could actually bet on this hypothetical matchup. It was hypothetical at the time, Texas Tech, Virginia, on Friday before the weekend's games, and Virginia was -3.5. So let's think about this. What has happened since Friday? Well, each team has played one game and one game only, and one of the important players for Texas Tech, Tariq Owens, is not going to be 100%. So Virginia was -3.5. Maybe Virginia should be higher, right? Wrong. It's all the way down to Virginia -1.5.
Yeah, and let's talk about what a look-ahead line is, Jonas. Look-ahead is basically that hypothetical, like Fez mentioned. It's something you can't go and bet $100,000 on. So it's not 100% a true representation of what exactly that line is going to be, but at least gets you in that ballpark more often than not of, hey, here's where bookmakers are thinking the difference between these two teams are. And the fact that it's moved, a line like that's moved a couple of points this time of year when you have 35 other games of a sample size to choose from. A lot of times professional bettors, and Fez is the master at this, love to take advantage of that overreaction in the marketplace from just one game. And we've seen one here, an overreaction, at least from the line. Moving it 2 points after a one game sample size is a big movement this time of year.
And an example of that would be during the NFL season. You may know what two teams are going to play next Sunday, but you can actually see what the early look-ahead line would be the Saturday before they play their final game before they meet. So you can actually look 8 days ahead of when they actually meet up, and then the line movement is based on what happens the next day and the game they actually play, injuries during the course of the week, and so that's sort of how you can get a sneak peek into what to expect.
Straight out of Vegas!
So, guys, speaking of bets against RJ Bell,
ooh,
Brad Powers has got one on the line, and it enters into the final game of the college basketball season. Brad Powers, what bet did you make with RJ Bell here, college basketball related, and how much is on the line for later tonight?
So, I thought I could get throughout this show without mentioning this bet, but I got to say that this is a really, really bad bet. Probably my worst bet I made since I started Straight Out of Vegas. About 6 weeks ago, RJ said, hey, take four teams in college basketball. Any one of those four teams, if they win it all, I win. I win $250. Those four teams I took at that time, Virginia, Gonzaga, Kentucky, and Duke, all four of those teams made the Elite Eight. All four were favored in the Elite Eight. Only one team left. It is Virginia. If Texas Tech wins tonight, RJ doesn't win $250 like I would if Virginia wins. RJ Bell wins $1,000 tonight. I took those four teams and I gave RJ 4-1. Horrific bet, Fez.
So effectively tonight you have Virginia on the money line -400, risking $1,000 to win $250.
So, horrible bet.
So what bothers you about the bet? Is it the fact that you picked that Virginia is all you got, or that you gave him such big odds at 4-1?
A little bit of both. 4-1 was a bad bet. Probably should have been in the 2-1 range, but I'm not mad at the four teams. You can't do any better than have four teams in Elite Eight. All four are favored, and that's how it turns out sometimes, Jonas.
Hey, you're telling me. I just told you my stories. All right, guys, so let's get to the game itself. In Minneapolis, U.S. Bank Stadium, it is Texas Tech. It's Virginia for all the marbles to cut down the nets tonight in college basketball. Virginia right now on pregame.com is a 1.5-point favorite. The current over-under point total for the game is at 119. Brad Powers, what is your best bet?
So we go from a really bad bet I made with RJ to my best bet here, and we're going into player props. We just talked about my number one factor in the game is Texas Tech's Tariq Owens. He's going to play tonight, but it looks like that ankle's really bad, and Chris Beard, the head coach of Texas Tech, said, hey, any other game, he wouldn't be playing tonight. So how do we take advantage of Tariq Owens' injury? Can we bet Tariq Owens' player props? Nope. The dastardly bookies took those prop bets down, but what they didn't take down and what we're going to take advantage here is, who is Tariq Owens going to face tonight? Who is he going to be guarding? If Tariq Owens isn't 100%, he's probably not going to be as effective defensively like he usually is. And a player that he's going to be guarding tonight, most likely, Virginia's Mamadi Diakite. That's Mamadi Diakite. for Virginia, who's averaged 10.5 points per game in the five NCAA tournament games. For the season, he averages right around 7.5. I think he goes over 7.5 points tonight. Best bet for me, Virginia's Mamadi Diakite player prop over 7.5 points.
Good stuff from Brad Powers there. I would bet it, but of course, no funds in the account. Steve Fezzik, over to you for your best bet on tonight's game.
I'm going to attack the total. I'm going to go under the 119 points for my best bet. Bottom line is Virginia and Texas Tech have both gotten here and gotten through the tournament with great defense, and I expect no reason to change what they've been doing. Slow the pace, play great defense. Of course, I'm concerned that Texas Tech's rim protector, Tariq Owens, is out. However, I really think that's why this total is 119 instead of 117. I'm going under 119, my best bet.
And not just good defense, Fez. Texas Tech right now defensively has the best defense in the last 19 years analytics wise according to KenPom. Historically good defense.
We mentioned the point total, the over under earlier in the show, guys, and Brad, you were talking, so in 30 something years it's the lowest by 10 points, you were saying.
The lowest total we've seen in a college basketball national championship game since Villanova-Georgetown in 85, and that was prior to there being a shot clock, prior to there being a 3-point shot. By 10-plus points, this is the lowest total in 34 years.
How much of an overreaction do you guys think this is, that they just assume defense, low points, just by the norm? We just, like, how much of this do you feel is an overreaction on the over-under point total?
I don't think it's an overreaction at all. I think what it is that the odds makers hates, and the bettors, they hate to set any total below 120. The lowest total that's been dealt all year long is 115. In this case, I think this game's only going to get to 115.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.